gonna do without our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, mothers and fathers align saving kids, kids of all ages, all stages, for all mental health issues, including addictions, eating disorders, internet addiction, drugs, alcohol, all mental health, depression, bipolar, whether it's a school issue, anxiety, please call the MASC confidential helpline. We are a referral agency that helps you get the referral to where you need to take your loved one, even for yourself, a friend, a neighbor, maybe someone you sit next to in shul. You can help. Write down our confidential number, 718-758-0400. And you can call us from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. confidentially, and you can be anonymous. Just give us a call, describe your situation, and we can try and help you get to the right therapist, right inpatient or outpatient program, anywhere that you may need some help or guidance to. Maybe your kid is out of school and you need a yeshiva. We have a yeshiva liaison available to help you with your child, any age. So give us a call again, 718-758-0400. And if anyone needs to get trained and get a free naloxone kit, call us. We can make those arrangements for you to get a naloxone training for free, a kit. And we can even have someone come to your home. So give us a call, and we can make those arrangements. Tonight, we have with us a very dear friend, a colleague. I would like to welcome on the show tonight, David Zackheim from Ridgeview. Welcome, David. How are you?
Hi, Rahama. Thank you. Thank you. Doing well. Thank you so much for having us on the program today. Thank you very, very much for all of the work that you do with MASC for our community. It's tremendous, the selfless work that goes in and the care for our community is it's unbelievable. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Of course, it's my staff. I don't do anything alone. I have a wonderful staff that helps with everyone being, you know, available to get referrals. We offer support groups for the parents. We have parent mentors. People just need to have the courage to pick up the phone, and then we can connect them. And there are many organizations out there. MASC is not alone anymore. When we started, it was 22 years ago. Over 50,000 families have reached out to MASC, and we're here just to get them to where they got to go in order to help their loved ones or themselves. So, David, you know, the Zackheim name out there, everyone knows they set the bar real high for Chesed in general, and I'm happy that, you know, you're on with us and that you're involved since November of 17, that you have a rehab called Ridgeview. For my listeners, do you want to please share where is Ridgeview located?
Ridgeview Recovery is located in Corona, California, which is approximately an hour away from Los Angeles. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful area. It's close enough, but not right in the heart so that, you know, you have a little bit of a distance and it's also a, you know, from the actual city. But it is a beautiful, beautiful location, and a beautiful, beautiful facility with beautiful grounds. You know,
which is important, David. It's very important when somebody needs to go into recovery to get help. It is very soothing and relaxing, beautiful place. So, you know, really a yash koach to you for putting this program together. And I want to welcome on with you the licensed clinical social worker who is the director of the program director of Ridgeview Recovery, and that is Sophia Morelli. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sophia. Good. We work together, for everyone to know. It's always nice speaking with you, and I hope you're feeling better. I know you were a little under the weather, so welcome.
Thank you so much.
And we have with us the family therapist and the Master Addictions Council, which is the clinical director at Ridgeview Recovery as well. And that's my friend Andrew Levender. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. He is also a licensed marriage and family therapist. And both Sophia and Andrew are, you know, available for anyone that has questions about recovery in general and about Ridgeview Recovery. They are available. And I just want to talk a little bit about Ridgeview Recovery first, so that my listeners understand what really is Ridgeview Recovery. So, Andrew, can you just give us a little bit of some background of Ridgeview, and when parents are interested in just exploring the option of sending their loved ones to an inpatient program, how could Ridgeview Recovery be helpful?
Sure. I think, you know, in the United States, there's roughly 14,500 drug rehabs. And so for a family concerned with a loved one with an addiction of any kind, of course, picking the right program is essential. One of our foundational beliefs that I think separates us a little bit from others is that simply we believe that relationships with people are the antidote to drug abuse and addictive behaviors. Lots of people have heard the word holistic therapy, and when we use it, what we really mean is that we care for the whole person underneath the addiction. We don't just treat the problem, which really seems to get to the heart of connection when it comes to families who are in pain and crisis and reaching out and just want answers. We find that we have the answers for families that are concerned. A great thing about Ridgeview is that we offer a full continuum of care, starting with a subacute detox and then residential services. And then after residential, the residential level of care, we have excellent partnerships around the country with step-down options. A step-down is once the detox and residential level of care are completed. We've partnered with some of the best care providers in the country to further complement the work that's already been started to help families in that next stepping stone to prolonged sobriety.
So, you know, before we talk more about Ridgeview in general, about the application process, et cetera, I'm so happy you brought up about the step down, Andrew, because parents need to realize that sending your loved one to a rehab, whether it's 28 days, 90 days, or more, the real work starts once they're discharged. And unless that process is not put into place before your loved one gets discharged from a rehab and everything is set up for when they get off the plane or wherever they're going back home, that is the dangerous part of relapse. So the step-down part is the most, in my opinion, is the most important piece of going into rehab at all. Do you agree with that, Andrew?
I absolutely agree with that. You know, combined of all of our employees, we have a little over 100 years of combined recovery and over 60 years of clinical expertise. We have the right director, the correct specialties. Our success rate is right at an industry leader. We focus on the underlying issues. We offer comprehensive one-on-one therapies. We have a family focus. And with all of that, exactly what you just said, the key is what are we going to do after treatment ends with us? You know, I often say that it's easy to be sober in rehab. It's like you said, when you get out of recovery and treatment, then what do you do? And so preparing for discharge at the time of intake is one of our specialties and something that we focus on right at the beginning.
Excellent. So now let's go to Ridgeview. Recovery in general. Karen calls up. What is the assessment process?
Sure, I can answer that question. So
great.
All of our calls are taken by trained staff, and the first part of the process would be to do a thorough assessment. And what that entails is gathering a full history of the client and detailing some of their issues, not just specific to substance abuse, but we also want to know what are some of the other problems, not only, you know, socially, but academically, with the legal system, and also with health. So we really look at the whole person, and we take into account all of the factors that are affecting them so that we can assess, one, whether they're appropriate for treatment at our facility. And two, we want to start planning that treatment process prior to that person even coming into our program to make sure that we have all of the appropriate resources available.
And are you a 12-step driven program? Important for parents to know that 12 steps, the recovery program, is such an important piece for both the client and the family to understand, in my opinion. What is your
sure.
opinion, Sophia?
Sure. I do believe that the 12-step base is very important for clients. For example, you can attend a 12-step meeting in any country at any time of the day. There is so much extensive support there. So we do encourage all of our clients to attend 12-step meetings. We also encourage them to get a temporary sponsor while they're here in treatment. And we also focus on, like Andrew said, the holistic piece, meaning the entire person. So one other important piece to treatment is the educational component. So we definitely emphasize life skills, and we emphasize learning about addiction and also coping mechanisms to prepare clients for when they do leave treatment.
Very important. I know the support system is plays a big role in people's recovery. So I'd like to know now about the actual process of evaluation assessment. Parent calls up. You need to speak with the client that will be actually going to your program. Many times, parents call before they even know if their loved one's ready to get admitted. So it's okay for the parent to call and just review the process, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We can provide information. We can answer any questions or concerns. I feel like it's very important for parents or loved ones to call in and get that information before, you know, going further in the process, because, of course, we want family to be comfortable with our facility, our staff, and the services that we offer, and, again, to make sure that it's the right fit and it's the best fit for your loved one.
And do you accept insurance? Big question for lots of our families. They need to use their insurance.
Yes, we do. So we do. Yeah, we do work with most insurance companies. It's really the question is for the individual subscriber, for the insurance, is to really look at what their in and out of network benefits are for substance abuse treatment and or mental health services. And that's something that our intake specialists definitely can help the families with is navigate the verification of benefits.
Okay.
We can help with that.
Absolutely. Very good. So what happens? What's the day like in Ridgeview? Client comes in, parents sends their, the ages are over 18 years old, so that makes it very difficult on some parents because not always does somebody over 18 want the parents involved and know what's going on. So what happens with that ideally, with parents and their involvement, Andrew, Sophia.
No problem. So as far as family involvement, we really encourage all clients to either have family, significant other, or close friends involved in their treatment because it is very important not only for them to have that outside support system, but also for family or friends, loved ones, to really develop an understanding and insight into addiction, the treatment process, and also recovery and how they can be supportive, and best promote that person's recovery once they leave treatment. So we do like to have weekly family contact, whether that's just a phone call to check in, or we can also involve family in therapy sessions weekly as well.
So you have a specialized treatment plan for each client, and you also have group, a psychiatrist. Can you let my listeners know more about what's involved in a regular day today for them.
Sure. So as far as our treatment programming, so we have 6 hours of clinical programming daily, and that is mandatory. So what we want to implement in our program is structure and accountability. So each day, a client can expect to wake up. We have 3 meals prepared daily for our clients. We start out with physical activity, stretching, exercise groups, and then we do educational groups throughout the day. So they can expect to do groups such as life skills, education on addiction, relapse prevention. We also have meetings with their case manager daily, and then a weekly meeting with their therapist as well. And they also attend 12-step meetings nightly.
So they have a very busy day.
Yes, and then just to compliment
on the important.
Just to compliment on the clinical side of what Sophia said, and back to the comment about treating the whole person, not the problem, we'd run out of things to talk about if our only focus was on drug of choice. What we oftentimes will find is, underlying grief, anger, shame, guilt, something that really has not been attended to. So one of the great things that we're able to provide is the safe enough space to be able to do the work underneath the desire to use drugs and alcohol. And once we facilitate those types of difficult conversations, we find that the pull of addiction lessens.
Absolutely. And peeling the onion, layers and layers of years or trauma, whatever it may be that one may be self-medicating from, anxiety, undetected issues that, were not dealt with over the years maybe. I think my listeners have to realize that the first 28 days that anyone goes into rehab that's been doing drugs for some time, the first 28 days, you don't get to do too much work because first they need to be detoxed, then they need to get used to the idea of not drugging, then they need to feel their body, feeling their skin again. And a lot of times they're put into a rehab against their will, unfortunately. They're not realistic that they need it. Sometimes, they're resistant to go in. And so their headspace is not always ready to be accepting of what they need, the work they need to do. So, on the Mask Helpline, parents call up and go, but I paid, $1 million for them to go in for 28 days. Why didn't they come home better? It takes time. I'd like you to expand on that, please, and explain why it's beneficial to have more extended care than 28 days in the facility. Please.
Sure, Sophia, you want to?
Sure. So to go back to what was said earlier about the importance of help after treatment, and I think as far as that goes, that's why it's so critical to make sure that clients are leaving our program with a proper discharge plan. And what that includes is treatment beyond the 28 days. So what we refer to that is called outpatient treatment. So before clients leave, we want to make sure that they have an outside therapist, that they are linked with community meetings, and that can include 12-step, but it can also include, you know, religious meetings, support groups, anything that they feel would be helpful to their recovery. And that also ties into the accountability piece, which is where family is so important, because we can set up an amazing plan, we can set up all of the supports, but if the client does not have any accountability, you know, from family or loved ones, then a lot of times their recovery and aftercare seems to fall through the cracks.
And you want to discuss, you know, if there are any mistakes that people can avoid in helping someone with a drug and alcohol problem?
Yeah, that's such a great question, and I think about this in, all the time and have so many conversations with people. And I think for me, here's the best answer. As a parent myself, as somebody in recovery myself, that we are, as parents, for example, responsible for the best parts of our kids and the not-so-good parts of our kids. And our children didn't come with a user manual. So when you...
Andrew,
when you
I'm going to interrupt you and say parents yep. don't have a user manual either.
Okay, that's a fair point. Yes. And
we all make mistakes, right?
Totally. And we're certain to make mistakes. And so I would just encourage loved ones to be gentle on themselves as parents. Just reaching out and making phone calls is such a loving gesture, although it might not be perceived as one by their child who is in pain and has ambiguous thoughts about using or not using. Whenever possible, we just need to continue to seek out information and support together. Again, speaking to our core belief, which is that relationships with people are the antidote, and the antidote for parents kind of suffering in silence along with their child or loved one.
And again, when is the best time for parents to intervene?
At the very beginning. Sometimes
early.
As parents...
Early,
yeah,
early,
very early,
early. Don't wait until it's blown up into heroin and opioids and all, right?
Exactly. Sometimes as parents we pretend that it's not happening to our children, because if it's not happening to our children, then it's not happening to us. And it's just not a successful strategy for the family as a whole and the health and wellness of our children.
And it's so painful to have a child that's struggling, so painful to see your loved one, your spouse, struggling with addiction. And it's so important for parents to get educated, to learn what they can do, what they can't do. And there are people out there that want to coach and help them in finding the right treatment. But before we do, parents need to get educated. And Ridgeview Recovery is available to answer questions of all addictions if you have questions. So to my listeners out there, David Zach, who is still on the line with us, I hope, David. You still there? Great.
I'm here.
David, you are available in New York and New Jersey to physically meet with people to help them, right, David? You said you're
Absolutely. Available?
Absolutely.
I am definitely available. New York, New Jersey, the surrounding areas for any questions, concerns, even to meet a loved one, to help with the process and to be there and to hold a hand. Absolutely.
And we have an amazing staff, Sophia and Andrew, are available. If you have questions, you're not sure of something, even if they're not going to Bridgeview Recovery yet, but you have some questions on addictions that you want answered, you can call. Let's give out the number of Bridgeview, please.
Sure. You can contact us at 833-327-3268, and that is our admissions line. And also feel free to reach out to me directly at 951-393-0088, and we are most certainly happy to help.
And just so that my listeners know, your program is backed by scientific evidence. So can you share what that means so that my listeners know how important it is to pick a place with the right kind of background and licensing as well?
Sure. Effective drug abuse treatment includes evidence-based behavioral and cognitive therapies, medication assessments, medication management, or ideally, and for us, a combination of those. We first identify through the use of evidence-based practices like motivational interviewing, cognitive behavioral therapies, doctor-assisted medication support therapies. Through that, we're able to accomplish addressing and understand a client's motivation to change. We help to provide incentives to stop taking drugs. We build skills to resist drug use. We help to replace drug-using activities with constructive and rewarding activities that are ideally relationally based. We help clients improve problem-solving skills and build better personal relationships, intrapersonally and interpersonally.
You do amazing work there, and I recommend that anyone that has any questions about the process of going inpatient in general, it doesn't necessarily have to be to Ridgeview, they are available to talk about the what-ifs, the do's, the don'ts about going inpatient. So anybody that wants to speak to either David or to Sophia or Andrew, feel free to call Ridgeview, and they will call you back. If you call and leave a message, you will get that phone call back right away. So they are available. I want to thank you both, for all of you, three of you, for being gone. But really, a yashar koach to you, David Zakhon, the Zakhon family, who raises the bar so high for everyone in Klal Yisrael to do the work to help save lives. Thank you, David.
Thank you,
Andrew.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sophia.
Oh,
and I want to wish you all luck. And I just want to give out your number one more time, please.
Sure. That number is 833-327-3268 or 951-393-0088.
I do want to mention before we close off, I would like to mention kosher religion also available. David's available to discuss that. Just give them a call, and they will work through whatever of those issues the client is interested in holding by. I'd like to thank you for being on tonight, and anyone interested, call them. They're great to work with. I'd like to wish everyone a very good evening. Have a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. And our number is 718-758-0400. Give us a call, and we will try and help you. Thank you, and have a good night.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. TV show.